Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood. It's Monday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. So glad to be with you this week in God's Word, the manna from heaven. This Word of God reveals to us the God of the Word, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As we see the preeminence of Christ, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, for the glory of the Father, and we know the presence and power of the promised Holy Spirit who personally resides within us. And all of this is revealed to us in God's Word that we might serve and know our Savior. Well, Paul has given Timothy some very specific instructions, if I may quote him, how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God. And in chapter 1, he elevated the primacy of preaching, the right kind of preaching. He elevated evangelism and discipleship. He elevated intercessory prayer in chapter 2. And he elevated worship. And then he elevates the role of a leader, the two ordained offices of elder and deacon and their qualifications in chapter 3. Now in chapter 4, he's giving Timothy some very specific pastoral instruction as to how he is to live as a pastor and the things he's to be able to focus upon, and gives him some warnings. In chapter 4, he warned him against the error of legalism, and that is the notion that it's what we do in relationship to the law that allows God to save us, or that actually does save us. And then, of course, there is another error to avoid, and that's libertinism, and so that we do not want to be those who fall into the trap of, I'm saved by grace, so the law of God has no role in my life. No, it has a wonderful role. It's a role of evangelism as it shows people they're sinners and helpless and hopeless. And then it has a role in sanctification as a guide how to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself, reflecting the character of God embedded and exhibited in the Decalogue. And then it also restrains sin in society so that men and women, by God's common grace, the law keeps them from being as evil as they would be when it is embraced and announced by God's people. And then he tells him in chapter 4, beginning in verse 6, that he is to be a faithful servant. He must not give himself to silly myth. Don't get sidetracked in your ministry. Don't go into these unprofitable theological rabbit trails. Stay on message. Stay on mission. Stay in ministry. And in the ministry, he says, I want you to focus on not on bodily training, but on spiritual training. Now, he doesn't say bodily training is of no profit. Yes, Paul buffeted his own body to keep it his slave. We're to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And whether we eat or drink or whatsoever we do to the glory of God. And then he tells him this is a trustworthy and deserving acceptance. So here's what he says in verse 9. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially those who believe. Well, here he is telling him that this glorious gospel is effective to save all people. That is, there's no one beyond the saving grace of God. Now, that doesn't mean God doesn't shut the door of saving grace, even in this life before death. But if we see people around them, we know that Jesus came to save sinners. And if Jesus came to save sinners, and God is drawing all kinds of people from every tribe and nation, God is bringing all to himself in glorious and powerful ways, then what are we to do? Well, we are to stay focused on this gospel message of evangelism and discipleship, whereby men and women become worshipers of the living God, evangelists to the lost, to be disciple and disciple others, and the glorious and wonderful opportunity to proclaim the gospel throughout all the world while we love one another deeply. So that's what he's telling him to stay focused upon. This is the end that we toil and strive. Notice, the ministry is hard work. That's why the Bible says that those who receive double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching, are to work hard at preaching and teaching. And this Savior is the Savior of all people, so spread the seed everywhere. But effectively, how would the elect, by and large, manifest themselves? They will be those who believe, not about Jesus, but in Jesus. And that is another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.